The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the University of West Florida Foundation.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess. It feels like it's a Monday all of a sudden because Jess forgot to turn her mic up. So let's start that again. This is News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can also join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And today I have Will and Dakota from the University of West Florida Athletics Department. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you're right. It does feel like Monday every day of the week, most of the time.
I just wanted to remind myself what it was like.
We've hit that time of year where it just, I don't even know what day of the week it is most days until school starts, until the classes begin. So.
And when do classes begin?
The 19th. Yeah. First day of classes, the 19th. We're a week after the local elementary and middle and high school start, but there's a lot to do between.
I bet.
Now and even then, and then of course, before the season start with our athletics. So.
Right. So do we want to let people know a little bit about what you do, Will and Dakota?
Yeah, I'll let Dakota go first.
Sure. I'm the assistant athletic director for UWF, former alumni, and we're just excited to get our sports seasons kicked off with the fall. We've got volleyball, football, men's and women's soccer, and men's and women's cross country as our fall sports. And a lot of promotions coming up, and I'll talk a little bit about corporate sponsorship, season tickets, and some of the theme nights we have coming up.
Awesome.
One of the things Jess Dakota does is he and his team, I mean, they have a ton of students that work with them to set up for events, everything from football to other events and even non-sporting events that we may have, you know, in on campus or off campus. So, you know, kids getting real practical experience and learning event setup and all that. And then on the other side, for me, I teach in the communication department. So this kind of stuff, radio, TV, and journalism. But also our students we stream all our games. We have a partner with the Gulf South Conference, the conference we're in, called Flow Sports. And so they've just added soccer and what else they added?
Baseball, softball?
Yeah, baseball, softball, soccer. We're already doing volleyball and football. Awesome. And basketball. So these are, you know, full broadcast events, since we have our students direct them, run cameras, all that kind of stuff. And so I kind of manage that area. I've been the athletic communications manager. We got a new guy coming in
shortly. Yeah, I think he landed yesterday, so hey. We're excited to have Tim in.
Takes a little off my plate, so yeah. But no, this is really, we were just saying, this is the super busy time of the year before, as you're getting everything ready.
It's crunch time.
Everybody wants, you know, football's obviously, you know, a lot of people want to know about that. Football season going into the fall. They had their players report yesterday, and they'll start practice tomorrow, and they'll go early in the morning because, you know, it's a little warm out there.
Just a little.
So they'll get that going, and that's the beginning of fall camp. The rest of the athletes report next week, and we start playing September 5th. Will be our first game, both men's soccer and football. We have Thursday night opener on campus, Penn Air Field.
Awesome.
Right behind the Darrell Gooden Center, and we're looking forward to it.
Thursday night football.
Yeah, we'll have soccer at 10 a.m. that day.
Yep.
And then end it with football for the first time ever on a Thursday night.
Football and football, right?
Yeah. Football and football.
Pick your football or football.
We've played some Thursday night games before when we used to play down at the Blue Wahoo Stadium, and our athletic director, Dave Scott, it was kind of always his mentality. He's like, let's get a jump on that first weekend so we kind of get, you know, more attention on our team and our thing. Turns out it's the first night for the NFL, too, but that's a whole other thing.
I mean, details.
Now,
right?
You know, people, come on out. You can watch the NFL on your phone while you're in the stands, while you're watching this play.
You can, record it, watch it again on one of our streaming things, you know.
Absolutely.
Local football. How better can you get that than that, right? Besides, there's less yelling in my house if we're not in it watching the NFL.
No, it's really kind of cool to play that first night game. Obviously, early in the season, we have to adjust our start times a little bit so that we're not playing at noon or 1 or 2 when it's still that warm. We'll do that kind of as we push later into the season. But, you know, 6 o'clock kickoff on September 5th that first night. And it's kind of cool. You get everybody out there. Crowds have been fantastic since we moved on to campus just a few years ago, and we continue to be right there, league leader in attendance, and a lot of that goes towards Dakota and everybody else and the event that we put on. You know, it's not just a football game. We have tailgating right out in front of the field house, our basketball arena next to the field, and you get the students on one side and you get, you know, kind of alumni and other groups on the other side. And our students, I said this many times, if they could go out there 2 days before, they'd go out there 2 days before and just tailgate and have a good time. In fact, when we played our first home game on campus a couple of years ago, we kind of had a one-off at home, and they said, you know, what time can we get out there? And all right, we told them like noon, you know, you can't be any earlier. We didn't tell them what time they had to leave. And so the game was over, and there's still a few fraternity guys out there continuing on. The police had to be like, no, you got
to
go.
Time to go. As an alumni, I would be like, hey, you got to get here 2 days early to be as good as we are, right?
That's right.
Do your fans get all decked out in garb and paint and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so I think unique to UWF, during homecoming week, we have the Golden Fleece Challenge. It's, you know, Greek mythology, part of Jason and the Argonauts. So it's like a battle of what kid is going to dress up in all gold. And, you know, so we have a lot of kids that paint up and those kind of things. And like Will said, since we moved football to campus, it's really that collegiate feel with the Argo band and cheerleaders and the tailgating piece. So we're really starting to connect, I think, more on campus with every passing year. And I think that Thursday night is probably going to be the most electric atmosphere we have as far as student body. The kids are going to be excited for a Thursday night kickoff. So
that's awesome. It's kicking off the weekend.
Yeah, rolling into that first
start
weekend
on Thursday. We're getting out of school early. And they should be fired up. So
it's we close campus down at like noon, and then you know kind of get ready for that game at 6. So they get second week of school, they get a little break on.
That's
on
exciting.
It's not just football, obviously. We'll talk about the other sports. I mean, we have our success, and we like to brag on ourselves, is kind of unprecedented in the conference and kind of really around the country. We've won 120-plus conference championships, which is by far
the
most. We've had 10 national champions, including football back in 2019 was the most recent one. We regularly compete, you know, in the playoffs, and teams go deep into the playoffs and, you know, are trying to win the next one. It's a competition between the different sports to be who can be the next team to add another big trophy. You come into our field house, and it's just the lobby is just trophies everywhere. That's not even all of them. You know, we got them you open a closet somewhere and be like, oh, there's a championship trophy from, you know, a while back. But, you know, so we brag on all our student athletes and, you know, everything from cross country to, you know, when we wrap up the year with baseball and softball coming and golf going into the spring and into the summer. So, you know, the kids, the student athletes, I mean, they take a break, obviously, in the summer, as we all try to do. But I've seen them on campus on their own working out.
Right.
You know, some of the football players and other sports, they're coming in and lifting weights. It's a year-round thing. And
it works so hard.
Super competitive, you know, but they're student-athletes.
Right.
And that's the other big piece to this is, you know, not just the championships and things we win, but our all academic honors, you know, from the highest levels. We had a swimmer, Brooke Dorr, who won it's an award called the Elite 90. And it's like at the National Swimming Championships, the highest GPA matched with performance.
That's so
we've
awesome.
Only had two other athletes in our 50 plus years win it, and she won it last year. So, you know, we've got just outstanding.
That's amazing.
The Elite people. 90 award was, I was actually at the national championship with swim and dive this year in Geneva, Ohio. It was one of the coolest moments since I've been at UWF to see her win that. And then maybe 90 minutes later, they, you know, finished on the podium for a relay and she anchored that. So, really, really competitive swimming team as well. They finished sixth, which is their highest finish. And we started swimming and diving with football in 2016. So we're super proud of those, I guess, our two newest programs. But as Will said, the academic success is just as important as the on-field and athletic success.
I mean, UWF. One of our Olympians, I can't think of her name. All of a sudden, is it Quincy? I'm not sure. I'm just throwing out names. But she was Harvard or Stanford?
Oh, Gabby Thomas, yes.
Gabby Thomas, yeah. That's right.
Went to Harvard and got a microbiology degree and then won the 200.
Got a gold.
Yeah.
No, like, it's you know,
that's amazing.
Awesome.
You talk to some of these student athletes, and it's always funny because I think there's a misconception, you know, that, you know, oh, student athletes, they're taking underwater basket weaving or music appreciation.
Right.
I'm talking to one of our softball players, and it's like, no, I'm, you know, we had All-American Rianne Sassman a few years ago, and, you know, she's like doing some kind of microbiology type stuff. And I was like, how do you balance that?
Right.
I think, you know, also, fans may not understand, like, even though we're Division II, and Division I is, you know, the Alabamas and the Auburns and those kind of places, Florida State, these kids are getting up at 6 in the morning, they're lifting weights, they're going to, you know, to therapy early, go to class, go to practice, go to study hall. I mean, their calendars look like Lego.
Yeah.
Just like different color pieces across. And so you have to love it. You know, you Absolutely. Have to want to, and they do. And I think that's the pride that we all feel in the success, but also, you know, we get to know these student athletes, and some of them come and work for us, you know, when they're not in their season. And then you see them around. It's really kind of, you know, we're not an old university. We're just 50 plus. Just a couple of years ago, we had our 50th anniversary. As Dakota mentioned, swimming and diving and football, just 2016. And they have both had incredible success, those two programs. And so it's, you know, we're still in that kind of developmental stage with football on campus and building new traditions and all those kind of things. And so I think it's cool for the folks that come out to the games, because you can actually kind of be part of this process of building.
Right. You know, I remember when, you know, years from now. And they're like, I remember when. I mean, that's.
We do a tailgate. We do this thing called Argo Walk, where the football team kind of walks around campus and comes through. I mean, all these little things that you're adding. And then I went to Alabama, University of Alabama alumni thing at PSC the other night. A friend of mine who's an alumni invited me. And as I was walking in, two or three different people were like, don't tell anybody, but I'm also a big Argo fan. And that's kind of really a neat thing is you can be a Florida or Florida State fan or anybody else, Clemson, whatever, if you live here, but you can also come to our games. You know, it's a little expensive to try to roll over to down to Gainesville or some of these other places and get tickets. And, you know, it's a production. You roll out here to Penn Air Field and come watch a game, watch some really good football.
Yeah.
As Dakota mentioned, a great atmosphere and kind of support your hometown.
Absolutely. Game. I mean, it just adds to the whole community.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Which is
shameless
amazing.
Plug, football season tickets still available, starting at $108. Give us a call.
Have fun.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah. For,
six
yes,
home
it is.
Games for the first time ever. I don't think we've covered that. We normally have five home games. You know, we mentioned the Thursday night kickoff, but we have a really good conference schedule this year. So we're really excited to host six home games and then hopefully have an opportunity to host a few playoff games as well.
You can go to our website for athletics is goargos.com. And you can find ticket information there. But it's also really cool. We've got, you know, whatever team you want to dive into, we'll have their rosters and schedules and information about them. But we'll have kind of down the page, you can see our calendar, like what's coming up this week. And you can also then look at a composite one for the month and the next month. And so as a fan, you know, you can be like, you know, oh, I'm going to go watch some volleyball this day and then come watch a football game. And we'll have a couple Saturdays where it's not fun for us from a work standpoint, but where we'll have volleyball going and football going and maybe something else too. And it just, you know, those days are cool on campus because there's people everywhere and they get to, you know, partake in all this good stuff. But from a setting up and tearing down standpoint, they make for long, long days.
I have a listener who wants to know when volleyball starts.
Absolutely. Just looking at that. So actually, you want to talk about cool?
Yeah, let's
good way to transition.
This.
Our volleyball team is overseas in Europe right now doing a preseason tour. They were in
I think they're going to five countries.
Yeah, they've been playing. I mean, I think they were in Italy at one point because on social media they were eating gelato mm-hmm. and all. Yeah, and they posted some really cool stuff. So check out their, you know, Instagram and other things because the girls are they're having a great time and you know what a once in a lifetime experience.
Right.
I mean, I think they were playing in Prague and they were playing in some other places with the coach Melissa Walter, who's like an 8-time coach of the year, and you know, she's been there 20 years. They made the playoffs 17 straight years now. So their first game will be September 6th. So we play the Thursday night football. Soccer in the morning, and then they'll start. They have a little tournament that they open the season with,
yep.
And they'll have Wheeling in. It's an 11:30 a.m. game on Friday the 6th. So, and yeah, we've had camps all summer. You
That's
walk
awesome.
Through our field house and the gym. Volleyball's in there doing camps. Men's and women's basketball for kids. I mean,
That's awesome.
It's been constant, you know, flow. But the coaches are really tapped into the community and, you know, providing, you know, a lot of young people in the area with something to do in the summertime. But also, it's that community bridge.
You
know, getting kids out there on campus that, you know, can kind of see all the stuff we've got. If you haven't been to our campus, by the way.
I mean, I'm sitting here getting chills and excited. I mean, this just adds to the community aspect of why I live here.
Oh, yeah. Our campus is, I think, the largest land campus in Florida in the public school system. We're not the biggest school, obviously, you know, as far as student enrollment, but we have nature trails.
Yes.
We have canoeing and kayaking. We have biking trails. I mean, you know, our campus is like this neat mixture of kind of in the woods, but also right on the edge of the city. You know,
the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Got a Target and a, you know, Chick-fil-A and all these things close by, but you can also feel like I'm out here, you know, kind of lost in the woods. And a lot of building on campus the last couple of years with new buildings for academics and other things. Yeah. And we've made an announcement a couple months ago that football stadium is next. And so
that's exciting.
We had a big gift from one of our favorite donors, Daryl Gooden, of $9 million to get the football stadium thing kicked off. And there's a really cool flyby rendering of it, and we hope to break ground. Is it next year, 2025 or 6?
Yeah, we're hoping 2026, yeah. I believe. So fundraising, if you're interested in supporting that, another shameless plug.
Mm-hmm. Can they go and donate on the webpage?
Yeah, you can join the Argonaut Athletic Club. That's the best place to give, and then you can actually direct your gift to, I think we're up to 107 funds now. Yeah. So you can support endowments that go to student athletes. You can support the football objective, general athletics. There's a lot of different ways to donate, and we will utilize your money.
That's awesome. Keep it in the community, right?
Absolutely.
We do have another question. Is there any season tickets left for football?
Absolutely.
I would say absolutely,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We still have some home side seats as well. The only way you can get on the home side is to be a season ticket holder. So if you're interested in that, you know, please reach out to us and we'll get you going. We still have some good options available. But our home side, it's about 2,000 seats, and it's, 90% is corporate sponsors and season ticket holders. And then, you know, we let our student athletes' parents sit over there on the home side as well, so they can support their student athletes.
That's great.
The opposite side, you call it the visitor side, but it's mainly usually our fans anyways, and that seats a little more than 1,000. And then we've got standing room only kind of around the back, and a lot of the students like to stand kind of in the end zones, you know. So, again, you know, as we're trying to build this stadium, and it'll be the home side first when we start doing that. But in the meantime, it really is a great place to it's intimate, which is – hard to do for football.
Yeah.
You do feel like you're right there. I mean, like, if you're sitting on our home side, you can actually hear what the coaches are saying.
100%.
It's that close, you know what I mean?
Secrets.
And when I broadcast from up top, I mean, I can hear the people in the row right in front of me, whatever they're talking about.
You're like, shh.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, it's always like, and they stand up, and I'm like, hey, I can't see.
That's right.
No, it's you know, as Dakota mentioned, you can get involved in really joining the Argonaut Athletic Club is one of the best ways to do that, because you get – access to a bunch of things, not just with football, but you get you know, basketball and other things. We have things at halftime and pregame things for folks who are in the Argo Athletic Club, and you can find that through the website.
Yeah, the website's amazing, too. It's a very nice website, too. If you go to goargos.com, just specifically in reference to the tickets, if you just hover over the ticket button, it drops down, and you can see where you can fill out for a season ticket information form, which is super great. But there's just so many cool things on this. Like, this is a great website.
No, our team's
definitely
that.
Working hard on trying to update some things. One more thing on the Booster Club, though. I think the coolest way, if you want to, you know, get involved and support all of our sports, we have what we call an Argonaut Game Pass, and it's at the $250 level, and that will allow you to buy really good football tickets, like get access to buy football tickets, but it also includes a Game Pass to all of our other sports where you don't have to pay admission throughout the year. So, you know, for the $250 gift every year, you can go to any soccer game, volleyball, baseball. I mean, all of our sports,
that's
excluding
awesome.
Football. And then with football, there's just an additional season ticket purchase there.
It's
the old line, membership has benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there you are. even with our road games, for example, for football, and really with everything now, as we mentioned, all these sports that have been added to the package with our streaming partner, we'll do, you know, different groups will do watch parties for our four road games. And so you can go to places around town, the Seville Quarter sometimes.
Sammy Barker's on Nine Mile. Normally has a watch party.
Bubba's 33, I think, has done some.
Yeah, Bubba's 33.
It's right out here.
Yeah, and so people will be able to come with other Argo fans, even when we're on the road and you can't make the trip and watch the game.
You still have that community aspect of being around other fans. That's awesome.
It's pretty cool to go to Seville and watch a game with, you know, fellow alumni and other fans.
It's almost surreal for me because, like, you know, football was a dream for a long, long time. You know, it was, like, kind of talked about in the shadows. And then former president, Dr. Judy Bentz, like, she decided, we're going to do football. And she made it happen. She kind of force of will. She's a force of nature. And she got it to happen. And it's like, you know, so I'm an alum, double alum. And I was actually sitting in McKinney, Texas, where I used to work in that area in television. Many years ago, I'm calling the game from this beautiful stadium in McKinney, Texas. We're winning a national championship, and it blew my mind. Like, oh my gosh, you know, the University of West Florida is a football national champ after all those years of people saying, wouldn't it be cool if we had football? And I wonder if we could be good.
Sure,
and,
I can.
You know, there's some coaches. You know, Bobby Bowden's a legendary football coach at FSU, and one of his sons, Terry Bowden, said to me, we were doing an interview and off camera, he said, you know, if they ever started a program at UWF, they'd win a title within 10 years. We actually did it faster than that. So it's been a wild ride. But again, all of our teams. I mean, you know, everybody comes into the season with the expectation of winning a conference championship, getting to the NCAAs, and then, you know, trying to compete for that national title. And that really is unheard of. You know, some of the other schools in our conference, they might win one title.
Yeah.
You know, a year. And, you know, we frequently baseball won another GSC last year. Golf.
Those soccers.
Yeah,
volleyball.
Soccer and golf. You know, yeah, volleyball. We think we won 5 or 6 last year.
I'm always hesitant to start listing them because I
you leave somebody
like
out.
Leave
yeah,
somebody
you feel bad.
When does volleyball start? One of our listeners is
that,
asking.
Yeah, the 6th. And that's that tournament. And so that weekend, you know, that first weekend, football on Thursday night, volleyball have a tournament that starts Friday and goes through Sunday.
Yep.
And you got some really good teams. Coach Walter brings in a bunch of good teams. Minnesota, Southwest Minnesota State's coming in. Wheeling, who's a national power every year. There'll be some really good teams coming in to play.
Yeah, they actually play 4 times in 2 days, which is pretty standard for, you know, a volleyball tournament. But we'll have a Aloha night to start off the season. So giving out free lays and little Hawaiian theme.
Yeah, bring your Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun.
I've got
to
encourage it.
I've got a really our strength and conditioning coach is really one of the best in the business. Coach Kent Morgan gave me a UWF Hawaiian shirt a couple of years ago. He was wearing one on the sideline. I was like, Coach, that is one of the coolest shirts I've ever seen.
Yeah,
do not bring
one.
Your beach balls, just your Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe if you can control yourself.
We don't mind a beach ball in the crowd.
Okay.
We're
cool with it. Yeah. Let's have some fun.
But we'll do, you know, for basketball and other sports, it's fun to bring the kids out. We do, you know, things in between timeouts, hot dog and hamburger races, all kinds of stuff through the year. And we'll have, like, nights where it's like a 90s night or an 80s night or, you know, all kinds of different things that are fun.
Yeah, I think we mentioned our student workers. We have about 40 on staff, and, you know, we're very thankful to have that kind of outreach to be able to give them experience throughout their collegiate careers. But I think they're all, you know, we kind of poll them, what's your favorite promotion on this year's agenda? And it's overwhelmingly Taylor Swift night. So
always.
Not shocking, but make sure you don't miss that one with our volleyball season. It's a little later. November 1st is when we have Taylor Swift night, but yeah, they're already planning for that. It's we're going to have fun with that one. So.
You better get ready for the parking lots, because when Taylor Swift comes to town, or the theme does,
just anything
there's
going to
be a lot of tailgating.
Yeah, we sent an invite. You know, we'll see if she shows up. So, open invitation, Taylor.
Travis is optional.
We'll take the Kelsey brothers, too.
Yeah, there's a couple good tournaments. As we mentioned earlier, you know, volleyball is going to have – the first one's the Spring Hill Suites Invitational, and that starts, on, as we mentioned, on the 6th and goes to that first weekend. And then the next weekend, Outback Invitational, and they'll have another group of teams come through and play, as Dakota mentioned, like 4 games over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So volleyball really starts off the year, plays a really tough schedule. They'll go out to Colorado and play in the tournament, you know, and test themselves against the best in the country early, and that hopefully that pays off on the back end of the season.
Yeah, they normally go to Colorado. This season, you know, we went to Europe instead, so no big.
I mean, you know, Colorado, yeah. Europe.
But the cool thing I think about that Europe trip is, you know, it got canceled. They were supposed to go the COVID year, but we're glad they're over there now.
Oh yeah, huge for them.
Thank you so much for coming in, and folks, let's not miss out on these great games that are coming up.
Yeah, goargos.com. Hit the website. You got questions? You know, you can shoot them to us. Give us a call. Buy some tickets. Go Argos. Come on out.
Absolutely.
Tailgate.
Go Argos. Thank you.